Welcome to the Injury Report. The Injury Report is a podcast featuring injured or previously injured athletes. Its focus is on the toll in which injuries can have on athletes both mentally and physically. The purpose of this podcast is to give injured or previously injured athletes an outlet to express their experiences and struggles. It also is meant to help others who have never had an injury and or may not understand the hardships of injured or previously injured athletes a better understanding and new perspective. I'm your host, Layla Barahalam. Since this is the very first episode of the Injury Report, I thought that it would be a good idea for me to kind of add on to what I've already stated in the intro about like the purpose and the goal of the Injury Report and like my intentions for this podcast. And so basically the format of this podcast is going to be an interview format. Yeah. And so I'll be each week for each episode I'll be bringing in a guest, and this guest will be an injured athlete or a previously injured athlete, and then it'll give them like an opportunity to talk about their experiences and to just to vent, I guess. And so to help get this conversation started, I have like set questions that I'm going to be asking. And so today, for the very first episode of the Injury Report, I thought it would be a good idea if I answered those same questions about my experience with tearing my ACL. Hold on. Sorry about that. I'm back now. I want to answer those same questions that I would be asking my guests. But I want to answer them like myself and talk about my my injury with tearing my ACL. Okay, but before I answer the question specifically about my ACL and about my injury and my experience, I'm gonna tell y'all a little bit about myself and kind of give you like a background about me. I'm Layla Barahalam. I'm 16 years old. I'm currently a sophomore in high school. I attend Irma Rangel Young Women's Leadership School. I've been going there since the 7th grade. I play sports at South Oakcliff High School. And the reason being for that is because my school doesn't have any sports. And so the way that works is if your school doesn't have any sports, because my school is a magnet school, so, you know, my school doesn't have any sports. And so since my school doesn't have any sports, I'm able to play for my homeschool, and my homeschool is SOC. So that's why I'm able to play for SOC, but not attending SOC. I play volleyball. I've actually been playing volleyball since the age of 9. I started in kind of like a rec league. And then that same year that I started playing in a rec league, I got picked up to play for club. For travel select, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I've been playing club ever since. So the clubs that I've played for are Ace and NRG. I played for Ace for 3 years, and then I played for NRG the rest, and I've been playing club for about 7 years. And so now let's get into my injury. Okay, so I tore my right ACL, and I had a little tear in my meniscus. And so basically your ACL is a ligament in the middle of your knee, and it's supposed to be standing up like straight up and down, and mine was not standing up like that. Mine was like hanging down. Like, it was like my ACL had gotten like obliterated, because it just like completely snapped. It was like not there at all. Like, it wasn't like a little tear, it was like that's my ACL was just like flopping there. I'm not entirely sure how I tore my ACL. Like, there's a lot of different people think like different things. Like, they have their own opinions and perspectives on what happened and how it happened and like when it happened. Like, my parents think that it was a build-up. So, like, I've been having, like, a little tear in my ACL, and then each time I played, I've, like, been tearing it, like, a little bit more and a little bit more until eventually it snapped. And then, which, it makes sense because, prior to, like, when I think I could have torn it, I had been experiencing a lot of pain in my right knee. Like, I remember always having to tape it up with KT tape, before every practice and every game. And so that would make sense, or at least like from what I know, that would make sense. But another thing that could have happened is, as I stated, I've had been feeling pain. And so we had a game, I believe, on Friday. It's because I play for SOC. And so we have this, like, we had a tournament, the SOC Varsity Volleyball Tournament. And so we were playing in that. And it was a Friday, I want to say, a Thursday or a Friday we were playing. And so I want to say a Friday. Yeah, I think it was a Friday. Okay, so we were playing on a Friday, and, you know, I was, like, going about my day normally, you know, ready to play in the tournament, super excited. I had gotten there, we started, like, warming up and stuff. My knee was hurting a lot, and so I remember going with one of my teammates to the training room, and they, like, I was just asking for some KT tape, because I didn't have any more, and they didn't have any, and so they were like, oh, like, what's wrong with your knee, and they were just asking me all these questions, and I was like, yeah, I think I'll be fine. They were like, yeah, you'll be fine. And so, you know, I played that game. I want to say we played Forrester, maybe? Berkner. I think we played Berkner was our first game. So, yeah, we played Berkner. Everything was fine. My knee wasn't really bothering me that much, and then I want to say we played Forrester next. My knee was fine. I was like, you know, I wasn't really feeling too much pain. Like, it was like the normal amount of pain that I had been feeling. So, you know, it wasn't like abnormal, I guess. And then we played, our last game was against Skyline, I believe. So we were playing Skyline, and one of my teammates had shanked a ball, and so I went after the ball to try to keep it in play. And me and one of my other teammates, we ran into each other, and she knocked me down. And so my knee went one way, and then the rest of my body and my leg went the other way. And so that could have been when I tore it completely, or like when I tore a lot of it, I guess, because, like, obviously my knee was in a lot of pain. Like, I wasn't able to walk myself off the court. Somebody had to come pick me up and take me off the court. But after, so I just sat there on the bench, and some trainers had come to wrap my knee in ice. And so I was just like icing my knee for the rest of the game. And then, you know, I was able to, like, I was walking after that. So, you know, and then I remember having a conversation with the trainers and my coach, and my coach was like, yeah, Layla, I don't think I'm gonna play you tomorrow, because, you know, we had a district game that Friday. And so she didn't want to risk me getting hurt or furthering it. And so she wanted to just, like, save me, I guess, for Friday. Because Friday was our district game, and that's obviously more important than our tournament. Because, like, a tournament is preseason game, so it doesn't count towards our district record. And, you know, we need to have a certain amount of wins so we can finish high enough to make it to playoffs and get a good seating in playoffs. And so she was like, yeah, Layla, I think I'm just gonna, like, have you rest tomorrow so you can be well rested and, like, better for district. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember talking to the trainer, and he made me, like, duck walk and then, like, do some other things, and he was just like, oh, does this hurt? And I was like, no, I'm, like, I'm fine. And then he was like, yeah, you should be good to go. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I actually remember, like, I was with my coach, and we were watching Duncanville play, and I remember my trainer and my coach having a conversation. He was just like, yeah, if it's swollen, that tends to mean that something is torn. And I remember, like, I wasn't bawling yet, but I started, like, crying, like, tears were falling out of my eyeballs, because, like, you don't want to hear that you might have tore something. So I was, like, really stressed, and then my coach was like, no, don't worry about it, like, it's fine. Anyways, I came back the next day, because we had more games the next day, and I was, like, not expecting to play, because my coach told me, like, that I wasn't playing, so I was expecting not to play. And then she was like, go put your jersey on. I was like, oh, okay. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'm playing today. And so while warming up, I was experiencing a lot of pain. It was like I don't even know how to describe the pain. It was just like straight tension. Like, it was just like it was like tightness, like my whole knee was like super duper tight, like super tight, like my whole knee, my whole right knee was super tight. And I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll be fine. And then I was telling my teammates, and they're like, Layla, just sit down, like, just sit out, like, it's fine, like, just tell Coach Johnson that you're hurting really bad, and she'll just sit you out. But if you know me, then you know that I'm stubborn, and I'm hard-headed, and I don't listen. And if I'm hurt, I'm not gonna sit down, like, I'm gonna keep playing. And so, you know, I was just like, I was like, guys, man, it really hurts, but, like, I still played because I'm hard-headed and I don't listen. Because you have to think about, like, where I'm coming from. Like, the way that I was raised and, like, sitting down, like, if you're hurt, that's just not how I was raised. Like, you know, I was taught to just play through it. Like, you know, and then, like, I play volleyball. I'm a libero DS. Like, I'm always diving on the ground. My knees are always bruised. My knees are always hurting. So I was like, it's probably just, like, really really sore from all this diving that I've been doing. Like, maybe it's like normal, like, okay, it wasn't like a normal pain, but it was like, it was obviously, it was more intense than normal pain, but in my head I was like, oh, this is probably normal, like, I'm fine. So that was my reasoning for playing. And then obviously I just didn't want to sit down because I don't like sitting out. And so I played, and every play that I was making, every time I ran, every time I moved, like, left to right, every movement hurt so bad. Like, whenever I serve, I do like a little jump, and I wasn't even jumping on my right leg anymore. I was only jumping on my left. Whenever I hit, I was only jumping off of my left and landing on my left. Whenever I was just doing anything, I was just only using my left. And so I remember, like, the way that I, like, this is likely where I did, like, officially tear it, or at least this is where, like, where most people probably think that I tore it. I don't really know, to be honest, when I tore it, but this would also make sense for when. I remember I was, like, calling a ball out, and I went to put my foot on the line, and I put my foot on the line, and my shoe slipped, and my knee went one way, and my leg went the other way, and then I just felt like this, like, sudden intense amount of pain just, like, throughout my whole knee. It was to the point where I couldn't even stand. Like, I, like, as soon as it happened, I fell to the ground and I started bawling my eyes out. And, you know, like, it made, like, such a loud pop noise, and I was just like, I remember what the trainers had told me the day before, and that was just running through my head, and, like, all these, like, possibilities of what could have happened are just, like, running through my head, and I'm just like, oh, what if this happened? What if this happened? Like, everything bad was just running through my head, and I was just like, oh my god. And so, yeah, that's basically how I tore my ACL, or what, like, possibly how I tore my ACL. I would say that for a while, it took me a long time to kind of, like, in terms of resentment, I will admit that it took me a while to, like, forgive the person who ran into me, because, like, they never said sorry. Like, I think that's also a part of it, is that they never told me that they were sorry. And in my head, it's like they kind of, like, set off my injury. So it took me a while to, like, forgive them. I think I've forgiven them now, because, you know, like, I don't think it was intentional. No, I know it wasn't intentional. Well, anyways, I've forgiven them. But yeah. What was going through my head, like, in the moment of my injury was, like, stress. And I was just like, oh my god, like, again, like, kind of adding on to what I've already said previously, I was just going through, like, all the bad possibilities that could have happened in my head, like, to my knee and stuff. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna miss school. Like, school ball, I'm going to miss club. Like, you know, I was just going, running through all of the bad possibilities in my head. But now, like, kind of going to, like, my surgery. It was, I had surgery maybe, like, a month, maybe less than a month. Like, 2 weeks after I got hurt, 2 to 3 weeks after I got hurt, I had surgery. September 6th was my surgery day. The way that it worked was, they, like, the way that it worked was, they had to make, like, a little slit on the side of my knee, I believe, to see if I had tore my ACL or not, like, to confirm it, because, you know, an MRI can only show you so much, so they had to confirm it by making a little slit in the, on my knee, and then seeing my ACL, and they saw that I had tore it, and so, the next thing that they did was, like, they, I don't entirely know how to, like, describe it, like, I can't describe it the same way that they've described it numerous times to me, like I don't really know how to describe it. They, like, made a longer slit in my knee, like, in the middle of my knee, and then they kind of went in there, like, with the, oh, okay, well, what they did was, like, for the little slit, they made, like, a, they had, like, a string, and they put the string through my leg, and then they, like, to see if I had tore it, and then once they saw that I did tear it, they moved on to, like, a big slit, and then they, you know, from there, they just started fixing my knee. And so basically how it worked was, because I don't have, like, an ACL, they had to take, like, parts of my, like, other parts of my knee to create an ACL. It's, I think it's called a gradient or a graft. Oh, it's called a graft. So they had to create a graft from the rest of my knee, and so they took, like, chunks, I guess, of my own knee, and they created a graft, and so they created an ACL for me from my own knee. So that's how that worked. And then, yeah, they sewed me up, and yeah. After surgery, I had to wear a brace for, like, 6 weeks, I want to say. Actually, I think I wore a brace longer than 6 weeks. Yeah, I want to say I wore the brace longer than 6 weeks, and I freaking hated that brace. It used to always, like, fall down and slip, and it was just, like, ugh, it was just not, it was not it. It was so annoying. And then, in addition to my brace, I also had crutches, so I had to use the crutches for a while to walk around, and I remember I actually went from 2 crutches to no crutches, because, again, I'm stubborn, and I just could not wait, and so, yeah. Wearing your ACL, like, the recovery process usually takes, after surgery, it usually takes, like, 6 months. But, including, like, the time that you tore it to, like, the time of your next, to your, appointment, and then to your MRI, and then to your MRI results, and then to your doctor's appointments, and then, like, to the day of your surgery, to, like, the end of your PT day, to, like, to, what's it called, your return to play test, it's much longer than 6 months. It's like maybe like 8 months. Yeah, I'm currently midway, so I'm almost there. I'm ready to be done. How did my ACL affect me physically? Like, it just makes everything harder. Like, taking a shower is so much harder. Getting in the car so much harder, just going places and wanting to do things, it's just, like, it's just so much harder. Like, everything is just harder because, you know, like, having my ACL being messed up, it affects the way that I walk, and so, obviously, like, you know, everything that has to do with walking and anything like that is affected automatically. So, yeah, and in addition to, like, physical challenges, it also brought a lot of mental challenges. A lot of times I really struggle to find motivation to keep going, like, even now, like, I don't know, it's just hard to keep going, because it's just so defeating. Like, you think that you're like, you progress, but then, like, you get some, like, in PT, I progress and I like, phase out of these exercises just to get a new exercise, and then, like, struggle with that exercise for a little bit until I finally get the hang of it. Like, it's, like, a repeating cycle, and it's just really, like, draining, like, doing the same thing every day, every week, and, like, yeah, it's just really tough mentally, like, trying to find motivation to, like, just do things, and to, like, to get up in the morning even, like, yeah, just, like, I try not to let my injury define me, but it's hard not to, like, that's just something that I feel like you could only really understand if you, like, are injured or, like, have been injured. Like, that's really the only way that you can truly understand how it feels, like, mentally, like, yeah, like, yeah. Sort of expanding on that, I think on the days where I don't want to go to rehab, I kind of think, like, why quit now? Like, I've already come this far. Why quit now if I've already come this far? Like, just why quit now? Like, just keep going. At this point, I'm already almost there. Like, I should just keep going. That's what I think, to be honest, on the days that I really don't want to go to rehab, which is, like, every single time I have to go to rehab. Because I'm just always, like, tired after school, and I have rehab after school every Tuesday and Thursday, and I'm just always tired, and I just want to, like, go to sleep. But I have to go to rehab, and so I just think, like, just do it. Like, just do it, but do it right. Like, if you're gonna do something, do it right, or else don't do it at all. Because if you're gonna do something and do it wrong, you're just wasting your time, and you're wasting whoever's helping you, like, my PT, you're wasting their time. Like, don't waste anybody's time, because time is valuable. So do it, just do it, but do it right. Yeah. Now I'm going to talk about my experience with sitting on the sidelines. For school, it was really hard. Like, school season's over now, but, like, during school, it was really hard. Like, I couldn't go to a lot of the games because I always had, like, PT and stuff, but, like, I tried to go to the games that I could go to, and my team tried their very best to, like, keep me in the loop and keep me included, but, like, there's, like, a certain extent where it's, like, not possible. And so I did get a lot of, like, FOMO, and, like, I just felt, like, left out a lot. But, you know, they still, like, they showed their love for me in other ways, and, yeah, and I try to continue to support them from the sidelines. So, like, obviously I would cheer really loud for everybody, and I would yell at the ref, and, like, I also kept score. So, like, whenever I was there, and I would be on the bench, and I would just keep, like, I would do points, and, like, so I would, like, it's, like, we have a tablet, and it's, like, this app, and you have to do all this stuff, and, like, put, like, who's the home team, who has served, who has received, who gets a point, how they got the point, like, who got a block, who got, a good set, you know, like, you have to do stuff like that. And so that's what I did. Stats, that's what it's called. I did stats. And so, yeah, I made sure to cheer really loudly, because I couldn't really help them on the court, so I just made sure to encourage them. I cheered for them really loudly, and I kept stats on the sidelines. And this was really hard, because, like, I just want to play, like, yeah, I just want to play. And I think that's also a good motivator for, like, the days that I don't want to go to rehab. I just remember, like, that feeling of sitting on the sidelines and missing out and wanting to play. I think that once I get back, my injury may affect the way that I play. Like, I think in the back of my mind, there will be, like, a voice, I guess, telling me, like, oh, be careful when you do this, be careful when you do that, because it'll remind me of when, the moment that I could have possibly tore my ACL. And I think that I'm definitely not gonna like try to think about it, and I'm not gonna let it like hold me back, but I think in the back of my mind it'll always be there. But obviously I'm not gonna try to like I'm not trying to do that, but I just think that in the back of my mind, once I get back to playing, it'll like subconsciously it'll be there in the back of my mind, just as like a reminder, I guess. But I'm gonna try not to let that affect the way that I play, and you know, play with my whole heart, and you know, just play like me, play like Layla. Some advice that I have for people who are going through something similar or like are the same thing is to just keep going, and that you can do it, and it'll be worth it in the end. So you should just keep going, never quit. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the very first episode of the Injury Report. Thank you for listening the whole way through. I really, really appreciate it. Please be sure to be on the lookout for the next episode next week. And my last words are, why quit today when tomorrow might be the day you win? Well, this may be the end of this episode. Please be sure to tune into the next. This is Layla Burrow-Hollum from the Injury Report, and until next time, bye! Before you go, here are some bloopers that didn't make it into the episode.
It affected me a lot physically, like, it affects me a lot physically. In addition to the brace, I was also in crutches. Oh, I could not tell you how long I was in crutches for. I have no clue, actually. I think I was in crutches for, like, I'm not sure, but I went from two crutches to no crutches in like a short amount of time. Like, it wasn't the time span from two crutches to one to zero crutches. Let me cut that part out. And so after surgery, in addition to my brace, I also some advice that I have for people who are going through the same thing or something similar is, again, to just keep going. Like, just keep going. Like, you're already this far, just keep going. Because you never know to, like, just keep going. And, so advice.